is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump today threatened Harvard University's tax-exempt status, hours after freezing more than $2 billion in federal grants to the school. The students concerned.
These are people who are the best in the world, and that's why they're here. So that research is sort of in jeopardy.
CBS's Michael Wallace.
Harvard is defying the administration's demands to end its DEI programs, reform its international admissions process, and discipline protesters. Robert Kelchin with the University of Tennessee's Department of Educational Leadership and Policy Studies says Harvard is the seventh school to have funding frozen.
There is so much uncertainty about, is any federal funding.
Harvard has an endowment of more than $50 billion, so it may be able to fight the administration better than other schools.
Well, CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes has the court action over Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man who was deported to El Salvador by mistake.
There will be another hearing on this case today in Maryland. It could eventually go back to the Supreme Court. White House officials, even if Garcia is brought back to the United States, it's largely irrelevant because they just deport him again. They say he will never live in
the judge has temporarily blocked deportations of immigrants in Colorado who face possible removal under President of the 18th Century Alien Enemies Act. Jury selection began a few hours ago in the sexual assault retrial of former Hollywood kingpin Harvey Weinstein. His initial conviction was overturned due to testimony from women not directly involved. Attorney Lindsay Goldbrum represents one of the plaintiffs in this case.
As she has told me her experience and again told the DA her experiences, one thing has been crystal clear, that this was not consensual.
President Trump today accused China of reneging on a Boeing deal. CBS's Kelly O'Grady reports Beijing has reportedly told Chinese airlines to stop taking delivery aircraft.
I wouldn't say that this is a major escalation. I mean, this is one company if this report does turn out to be true. But if you think about it's an iconic company. It's also the biggest exporter for the U.S. So it's not nothing when it comes to our economy.
Welcome to Dallas, Paige Beckers. The UConn star was the top pick in last night's WNBA draft by the Dallas Wings.
Hearing that, it was crazy, super surreal, extremely grateful, and super excited for the future to embrace a new organization, embrace a new city.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 4 points. The S&P is up 2 points. This is CBS News.
Steel walk behind zero turn and stand on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine Common Council's 4 new members tonight. Malik Frazier in District 1, Nathan Pabon in the 15th, Jens Jorgensen in the 5th, and Grace Allen in District 9. Mary Land narrowly retained District 11. For more on the outgoing council's final actions last night, check out RacineCountyEye.com. Major road work begins Monday on Racine's Main Street. Gould to Augusta will be closed for 2 months. Detours will be on to Melvin and Erie. Phase 2 will start in July, and the project will move a little north. Parking restrictions will be in place during construction. Racine County Judge John Fredrickson is seeking a recount after losing by 55 votes to Jamie McClendon. That was a contest on the April ballot for Branch 7 on the circuit court. Waukesha teen Nikita Kassip, charged with killing his parents and plotting to assassinate the president, allegedly communicated with Russian and Ukrainian contacts. He's locked up on a $1 million bond. Federal charges haven't yet been filed. And some people in Oak Creek are suing to block the Buc-ee's. It's proposed for just north of the Racine County line along I-94. People living near the Elm Road exit say the city of Oak Creek rushed zoning changes and ignored noise, traffic, and property value concerns. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Tigers trounce on Alexander. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Tigers 9-1. It was pitcher Tyler Alexander's second start for the crew, giving up 8 runs and 6 walks in just 4 innings.
You know, I thought I made some good pitches. I thought I made some bad pitches that they hit. You know, it seemed as though they eliminated in, especially cutters in, and as a result, I didn't really execute down or away very well.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I think Alexander, you know, the numbers don't look pretty for him, but this kid has sucked it up for us and taken on a role that's not normal to him. And Alvin Rodriguez came in and did a great job himself. A little different time to pitch when you're already down 9-0, but no discredit to Alvin. He did great. Should have been about a 3-0 game, and credit to Detroit the way they swing it.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready to head to Indianapolis to play the Pacers Saturday in game 1 of their best-of-7 playoff series. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
With more clouds than sunshine today and breezy winds still gusting out of the northwest around 35 miles per hour, high temperatures will still scrape 50. Then tomorrow, a high-pressure system settles in, giving us a calm and comfortable sunny day with highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 49.
You gotta understand, hey, yo. You're old enough to know the makings of a man, hey, listen to me baby, it's hard to settle down, hey, am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to taking over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a for the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
timeless hits, WRJN. When this song came out early 1970, we just had no way of saying that this would someday turn into a women's leg shaving. coming.
To Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Hey. day of the week.
WRJN. We've got a newsletter, comes out every once in a while, and it's got information not just about the station, but what's going on in the area too. So if you want in on this, it's absolutely free. And that doesn't cost you anything. Sign up for it on our website at WRJN.com.
Today is Income Tax Day. Yuck. Whether you were a winner or a loser this year, I've got a great offer for you. Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals. Today and today only, purchase any gift certificates from Big Deals and you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No promo code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save an additional 15%. Hurry in for best selection.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best. Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Here's comedian Howie Mandel for hands-free Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-Ins.
Yeah, I'm holding a new Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-In sneaker, and first of all, I barely know I'm holding it. It's that light. You see, Cozy Fit is a cool new sneaker where the upper is made of a soft quilted material. It's kind of like a little puffer jacket for your feet, except it looks like a super stylish sneaker.
Introducing new Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-Ins, the latest comfort creation from Skechers. You can find Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news. Hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on. You find the old and young twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, they're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away. With the chicken slacks, she's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist a while.
Lean up.
And a diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, they're twisting the night.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Twisting the night away, Sam Cooke. You know who had a crush on Sam Cooke before they were famous? It was Aretha. Sam Cooke knew Aretha's family and would visit quite often. Made Aretha happy.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me.
Free.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Time for an update on what's going on out there with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. New alders get sworn in tonight. Outgoing alders were recognized last night. As the Racine City Council meeting neared its end yesterday, attention settled on Alders Jeff Coe, Melissa Caprillion, and Corey Sebastian. It was their last meetings in office. Time was set aside for their recognition, during which their fellow council members gave comments. Those departing were then given the floor to share some parting thoughts. Tonight, getting sworn in are Malik Frazier, Nathan Pabon, Jens Jorgensen, and Grace Allen. When is that downtown Racine Cop House opening? A firm date isn't set, but a rough timeline is online at Racine County Eye. The website today has a look back at 50 years of community policing in Racine. There's also information online about where the new cop house will be located. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Starting next Monday, Main Street in Racine will be fully closed between Gould and Augusta. The closure for road reconstruction will last through June 21st. After that, the next phase will shift north. The first phase will be done by July, and it's hoped the entire project will wrap up by late October. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With more clouds than sunshine today and breezy winds still gusting out of the northwest around 35 miles per hour, temperatures will still scrape 50. Then tomorrow, a high-pressure system settles in calm and comfortable. Highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 49.
Then that time I went.
Stevie Wonder out of Detroit, USA. And out of Manchester, England, Herman's Hermits. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's who we are. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one. Yeah.
news, timeless hits, WRJN, and a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on the way.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and it'll free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. If you believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's jug band music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen. It'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face, no matter how hard you try. Your feet start tapping and you can't seem to find how you
a statement with Black and White. That's Three Dog Night on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up around the corner, how do you take rock and roll and a symphony orchestra, combine the two and have a hit? The answer is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. Next on WRJN.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. All this week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
At Just Brew It, experience great beverages and great local finds. Spring is in full swing. Looking for something fun to do next weekend? Mark your calendar for next Saturday, April 26th, and swing by Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove for the spring pop-up from 8 to 1. Sip on your favorite handcrafted drink while exploring a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Fresh, local, delicious. Just Brew It. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Let's open up the vault door for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the air for a while, and this one's pretty interesting. It's by Procol Harum, the group that gave us A Whiter Shade of Pale. That was 1967. And they didn't have another big hit, in the States at least, for about 5 years until this next song, today's Nugget, came along. Interesting that this song was recorded in Edmonton, Canada, Procol Harum being a British group, but how the two got together in Edmonton? Not really sure. The song was written by Gary Brooker, the lead singer of Procol Harum, and Keith Reed, who had also helped to co-write the band's other big hit, Whiter Shade of Pale. So the song came out 1972. And was very successful, perhaps because combining rock and roll with a symphony orchestra had already been done successfully by the Moody Blues. Judge for yourself to see if Procol Harum is following their lead in Conquistador. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
Angels, halo bright, you reek of purity.
sit upon your silk sheath, and in your rusty scabbard now the sand has taken seat.
Conquistador, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for today, this afternoon on WRJN. We'll do another one tomorrow morning at 9:45-ish. WRJN.
Thank you.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. This song, very popular in 1968, and by coincidence, that is the year that will be featured on Kurt Vollmann's class reunion shortly after 5 o'clock this afternoon. The class of 68 on parade with Kurt Vollmann. I'm Dan Marcus. Thanks for listening. Kurt's up next on WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President violated his war against some top U.S. universities, threatening to strip Harvard of its tax-exempt status. Michael Wallace reports.
The administration wants Harvard to drop its DEI programs and change its international admissions policies, but the school has refused to do so. It warns the funding freeze could jeopardize ongoing research on cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and organ transplants. That worries students.
These are people who are the best in the world, and that's why they're here. So that research is sort of in jeopardy.
On social media today, President Trump said Harvard should lose its tax-exempt status. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
There is a court hearing today in the case of a Maryland man deported to El Salvador. The administration has refused to bring him back and hasn't necessarily satisfied the judge's order for daily status reports. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The district judge has been getting more and
more frustrated, and it's possible today that she could impose some sort of deadline on the administration by which time she wants to see this man back in U.S. custody.
The hearing comes a day after President Trump hosted El Salvador's president at the White House. He refused to return.